Snyder. This Monroe police see increase in fraudulent phone calls. And Adam, good morning, good morning, good morning.
Good morning to you, sir.
Well, I'm glad you're with me, and I'll tell you, I cannot get over recently the different kinds of situations that we find ourselves in, and this one with the Monroe police. Would you just kind of explain this? So, you know, when I first read it and I wanted to get you on the radio, I said, brother, I said, you know, you don't have enough to do. Now you got all these different things to do.
Well, that's correct. Since around the end of 2018, we have seen a significant increase in allegations of individuals impersonating both Social Security employees and also special agents for the Inspector General's Office for the Social Security Administration. Generally, it's a caller or it's an automated recording telling someone that their Social Security number has been suspended for suspicion of illegal activity, and the citizen should contact the number provided to resolve that issue. Unfortunately, since late 2018, the language, the threatening language that's being used is increasing, and we're becoming increasingly concerned about the rhetoric that's being used.
What do you think predicate? What is the reason for this? I mean, it just seems to be all over.
Generally, it's one of two reasons. It's either A, to extort money from a unsuspecting victim, or B, it's to obtain their personally identifiable information, such as their name, dates of birth, social security number, mother's maiden name, to be later used in an identity theft scam.
Now, Adam, again, what do we do?
Tell us what to do. The first thing you should do is hang up. Do not engage with anyone who calls you, uses threatening language, threatens to arrest you, or take any type of legal action against you. The Social Security Administration rarely contacts people by telephone. Usually initial contact with citizens is by mail, so it's highly unlikely that the Social Security Administration would contact you by telephone unexpectedly without you knowing the reason for the call. When the Social Security Administration contacts citizens by telephone, these calls generally occur with people who have ongoing business with the SSA, such as someone who's filing a claim for benefits. However, Social Security will never threaten someone for information or promise a Social Security benefit increase in exchange for personal information or for money. The caller should, at first, they should hang up. That's the most important thing they could do and the best thing they could do to protect themselves. The next thing we really need people to do is contact our fraud hotline at 1-800-269-0271 or on our website at oig.ssa.gov/report and let us know about these scams. We're actively pursuing leads on these scams, and the more information we have, the better spot we are to investigate these crimes.
You know, Adam, I tell you, talking with Adam Snyder, the acting special agent in charge of the Boston Field Division, I really, truly, as a broadcaster, I have not ever had as many situations like I have now about what you're talking about. It's just absolutely amazing. It's like the modern days with everything that we've got to work with, don't always work right for us, but are a danger to us.
Absolutely. And I'm glad you brought that up, because one of the things that people generally use to protect themselves from these types of calls is their caller ID, where they could see the incoming number. Well, unfortunately, that's also no longer reliable, because perpetrators of these impersonation calls are able to spoof Social Security's national 800 number or local numbers for offices. So just because you see a number on your caller ID that appears to actually belong to the Social Security Administration, that does not mean the caller is actually from the Social Security Administration.
Adam, How does this affect overall? I mean, you folks do a tremendous job, and I get so upset when the police are criticized and what you're going through. I mean, that is part of it now, and it's not easy. So what has this done to the overall effectiveness of the police department? I hope that you get the additions that you need.
Well, I could tell you. So right now, we just looked at these impersonation calls with our partners at the Federal Trade Commission, and what we found was over $10 million in losses nationwide from people who have been victimized in these scams. So obviously, this is a drain on our resources. We, first and foremost, we protect the American public, and when we have to devote resources from other types of investigations to these, obviously, that creates a situation for law enforcement where resources are put towards these scams. These are very problematic, and unfortunately, innocent people and vulnerable people are financially exploited by these scams. And we will protect these people, and we will conduct investigations into these crimes.
Adam Schneider, acting special agent in charge of the Boston Field Division, and I'm so glad that you were with us this morning, and I can promise you this is something that that hits me very, very hard as far as getting information out to my listeners, because I worry about them, and you hear it all the time. So I know that I'll be talking with you again, and I really appreciate what you have said this morning, and we'll be in touch.
Well, thank you very much for having me.
You bet. 2 minutes before the hour of 7 o'clock.